Okay, good evening, everyone. At this time, I will call to order the Coburn Town Council special call meeting scheduled for Monday, August the 28th, 2023 at 6:30 p.m. to order. Mrs. Sharp, if you'll do a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser. Devin Tamoney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
All right, we do have four or five members present, so we have a quorum and can proceed with the meeting. This time, I'll ask Mr. Steele to lead us in an invocation, and if everyone else would remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this day and for life and health and strength. We thank you that you have blessed us with the ability to come here and to see about the town's business, and I pray that you would give us wisdom and understanding about that, and making the right decisions, right judgments. I pray for clarity and understanding along with that, Father. And I thank you again for your Son, Jesus Christ, and in his name I ask these prayers according to your will. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, our next item is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested persons are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. Please state your name and physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. A reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Do we have anyone for public expression?
Jeff.
Is that him trying to get some public expression down there?
Anyone for public expression? All right.
This, the okay. Resolution.
Okay, seeing no one come forth, I will close public expression. The next is response to public expression from August the 14th. Do we have a response for anyone?
We do not.
All right, the next item will be the approval of the agenda, and it can be amended by majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
Question. They're here for the road. I make a motion to move old business A to before reports.
There's a motion to move old business A, road repair on Elm Avenue, to before reports. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of moving old business A, road repair on Elm Avenue, to before reports, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we've moved that. Are there any other changes to the agenda that need to be made?
I'd like to add resolution 2033-003.
Is that the one for?
New.
Is that just to discuss? Because I thought we were going to vote on it at the September meeting. And we could have them present. Is that correct?
Do we need that on her then?
No.
You all can review it, but
we can.
Let's hold off until we
just put it on the. And in fact, I didn't put a date on there, so it's good to go.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
You did. Okay. Well, I drafted the date.
Yeah, I've got a call out to the job corps to try to get them to be present when we do this next month. So, if we could put that on September's meeting, that'd be good.
Okay.
Anything else? Hearing none, I move that we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have an agenda, and the first item is the road repair on Elm Avenue. Gentlemen? Come on. Yep.
My name is Ian Sear, Hinkle Environmental Services.
My name is Bill Smith with Pinnacle Environmental Services.
We're here to answer any questions you have. I know we received two different bids for two separate slab repair methods. We're here to address any concerns or questions about our bid as provided.
Okay.
And so yours is...
I think my major concern was the fact that in your all's, it is stated that it was approximately 60 feet.
That is correct.
And then the other quote we had was almost double. So my question that I asked, that it was 108 foot. So my question to Mr. Williams was, why did one place quote 108 and you all quoted 60?
So we done the original quote of 60 when we did the site viewing. We determined that 60 linear feet was the size of the active slide as it is. We reviewed this, the Elm Avenue, before we came up here and determined from what we believe, I can't speak for the other company, but I believe that it's in a preventative maintenance, because if you look at the slope at that additional 48 feet, it's very steep, and in some time it's possible that it will slide, so I think that is kind of a preventable maintenance and another way for them to kind of justify their cost and the size of volume. Because the GSI walls that they use, the soil nails, is what we refer to them as, they're very expensive. So if you do just a small section, the linear foot of roadway repair is exponentially expensive. So they tend to kind of spread those out a little bit larger. But as the slide is, 60 feet will contain the slide that's actually that plan.
Could you explain the difference as far as the pipe and stuff you guys have put in the ground versus the vertical?
So what we propose for our slide repair is the same slide repair we use in Tennessee, Kentucky, and the state of Arkansas as well. We drill 40-foot rail steel, recycled railroad steel, into bedrock. And from there, we excavate and use the rail as a retainment wall to build structure under the roadway. We wrap in geotextile fabric to keep the dirt, the silt, from stopping up into the rock and stopping water flow. Then we backfill with number two stone for good compaction and water flow. And that way the water that is under the roadway that is leaching through can continue to leach out, but it will retain all the material in the roadway as it fits. Now, as far as the other repair, I don't personally have any experience with it. I've been around it a lot and seen a lot, but where we drill vertically, they drill horizontally. So it's two ends for the same means. So both of them will work. The only time that the GSI wall will work where ours won't is if there is not competent material within 26 feet, 8 inches of the surface elevation. We're in Virginia. I'm going to say there's not a lot of places you can go and drill and not hit competent material in 26 feet. We'll do over 750,000 linear feet of drilling a year. We've already done 180 sites this year. Less than 1% of those sites do we not hit competent material within 40 feet.
And we were just awarded 94,000 feet of steel in a project in Arkansas.
The two slides, they're completely different in process and in results. You still get the stabilization, but ours is generally a lot more cost effective. Now, if you're going to go with a soil net wall, those are great fixes, but they're a lot more expensive. The only time a soil net wall is more effective than what we do is if there is not vertical rock structure in the roadway. It has an elevation of 14 to 16 feet from the roadway to the natural grade level. So we're going to be expected around 15 to 17 feet to hit competent material, and our wall will be perfectly stable in that. And that's why we can. Our cost is so much cheaper per linear foot because it's a different method.
Actually, I thought last time when we compared these
linear foot wise, they were higher.
You were more expensive.
We did some rough numbers. If we extended our side out to match the 108 linear feet that they had proposed,
mm-hmm.
it would be around 115 to 120,000. We can get a hard number in the morning.
Yeah.
But we would still be well below their original
because we're only looking at 48 additional feet, and we would still be well below, comfortably in the 120s at the most for our repair to do the whole site. But we could have a hard number for you in the morning if you wanted.
We have two quotes from them. The first one was for 108 foot. It was 512,000. And then there's an option two, which was 152,335. So I'm not sure if, like you said, 115. I'm not sure if you're comparing your 115 to this option one on here,
or
this option two.
So we wrote up, and I've noticed there's trailers right down below that. Will we be protecting them? I don't want anything rolling off.
So with our wall, whenever it is in place, the roadway cannot move and continue to encroach on their properties.
While we're working on it, we won't be...
No, there will be no property damage to the property.
Because they're pretty close.
Yes. So our rail wall will be 3 to 4 feet off the existing shoulder of the roadway. That's going to be our disturb limit.
Do you care to come up here and look maybe at this? Just to kind of tell you both of you can come up here, just to kind of make me understand, like you said, your alls would be 115,000. These are their two. So I'm not sure if you did the 108, if you would be comparable to the top or bottom. Because if it's the top, you all are more expensive, but bottom, you would definitely be cheaper.
The top one is the one where we do all the brush removal.
Right.
Okay. We will be, it was our understanding we'll provide our own traffic control, but you guys would provide the tree trimming.
Just the tree trimming?
Yes, and everything else we will provide.
We'll provide everything else.
All the traffic control necessary.
Okay. So that's a little bit of the difference right there.
So GSI generally on their projects, they normally shut down a lane of the road and leave it shut down for the duration of the project. At the end of the workday, we pull all of our materials off site and then they can use the road of the night and the afternoon if they need to.
Okay. So right now, is that road even accessible? Are they using it?
They're using it. The school system is not allowing the buses to go back in there to pick up the kids right now. What's their time frame on their project? Do they have a time frame for you?
I didn't hear one.
I don't see one.
If I remember correctly, they said they can start within 3 weeks. Do they know how long it's going to take them to finish?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
What is your all's time frame?
I can have a drill here next week.
It says this repair should take 7 to 10 working days.
We can do it in 4 or 5.
Yeah, we can do it quicker.
So if we get the notice to proceed, we can get the bud calls made. And as long as all the paperwork and everything's in order, then I can have a drill there Monday to start working. And by the end of the day, Friday, everything will be complete.
So after all of this is done, will the town, will we go back in and pave? Is that included?
There's no paving.
There's no paving included.
This is all work on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not... Okay, this URLs doesn't have any much, but I'm assuming this is the area that we're talking about.
Yes,
right
sir.
Here.
Yes.
Okay. And so you guys are going to go...
From that picture up there, it's actually got more decay to it now.
Yeah. So you're going to go in here and fix up to the road.
Yes,
and
so...
then we would have to come back in and fix the pavement back.
Yes. So our fix is going to be about 4 feet off of this hard line, off the asphalt, and we will drill 40-foot rail seals on 3-foot centers, which is the FEMA standard. Then we will excavate. So you'll actually gain about 3 foot in usable shoulder on the roadway as well. So if you ever decided to put guardrail in that area, you will have room to place guardrail if you ever decided to. At the very least, you're going to net some additional roadway.
About VDOT permits, that's something the town would ever do?
Yes. Generally, as far as permits, whenever we work, all the permits are assumed to be provided. I'm not sure what permits the state of Virginia would require for us to use.
Don't look at me.
it's just a regular, I figure it's SUE, I think that's what it's called. It's just for simple road work, and it's for us to be able to close the lane off without causing any trouble to the state.
That's basically a one-lane road, though, isn't it?
It's a one-lane road.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have to talk to Glenn.
Because really and truly, that's a one-lane road, and we would be closing it during the day.
Once they get the first equipment up, we're going to be walking.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is, regardless of what we decide and when we decide, that every residence on that road needs to be notified.
Yes.
And we can work it around to where we let everybody out for work, then start, and then let everybody back.
And one-lane roads will generally start after 8 a.m., so the school traffic and work traffic can get in and out, and then we try to get off the road.
Yeah.
School.
Okay, we want the fire truck or ambulance need to get
out. We move everything out of the way.
Everything get out of the way.
Yes. If there's an emergency vehicle, we will bend over backwards, whatever we have to do to get people in and out. Absolutely.
Okay.
Then lack of our signs to run over.
All right, that was my only question.
Okay.
Does anybody else have anything?
It's probably in the proposal, but you all are licensed, insured.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
absolutely.
And then the work, is it warranty for a period of time? How's that work?
So we don't place an actual timeline warranty on our work.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of a really hard gray area to determine about warranty. If there is any issues, if there is something that we have done wrong, we will repair it. But okay. We generally don't offer warranties because we never have to go back to
that. Understood.
Whenever we leave the project, everything is as it needs to be perfect. We don't cut any kind of corners whatsoever.
Okay.
It's not the difference.
Other council members, do we have questions for these gentlemen?
We'll generally repair around 11 miles of linear roadway a year with what we do. So we don't do a whole lot of work in this area, but if you cross the border over into Kentucky, we are drilling every day, 5-6 days a week, the same in Tennessee and Arkansas as well. And all of our customers from the state to the county levels, we don't have any complaints. I can also, if you guys want some references, I can find some past engineers we've worked with, some current engineers, if you guys would like to speak with them as well if you have any questions or concerns.
I don't have any more.
Licensed in the state of Virginia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got all of our approval papers back from VDOT a month or so ago.
Yeah.
You were the first, we all were the first call. Mr. Williams was the first call.
Okay. Is there any action from council?
Is that why we had a special call meeting?
Yes.
That's what I thought. So I'm going to make a motion that we authorize Hinkle Environmental Services to repair the road, the 60 feet they've projected with the way it's written, for a projected quote of $64,260 to begin as soon as possible.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to accept the quote from Hinkle Environmental Services for the repair on Elm Avenue in the amount of $64,260. Is there any discussion? My only question is, I assume that once this is completed, that road will be fully accessible just like it was prior before this slide.
It will be in better shape after we leave.
Okay, all right. Is there any more discussion?
On the steel, it will be hammered in or you drill it in?
We drill. Yes, we drill into rock. If you hammer, you don't get into the rock and the steel doesn't really gain anything.
Yeah.
So we drill into the rock. Okay.
Has to be in rock.
Okay.
You don't grab that in?
No.
Just sit in the rock?
Yes. So when we backfill the voids with, we call them chip shell number eights. That's what we backfill the voids with. That way any kind of holes are shored up. But the rock structure underground, the natural rock, is what we use as the structure to retain the wall.
All right, is there any other discussion? Mr. Sharp, I'll ask for a roll call vote, please.
Carlos Collins.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser. Devin Tamani.
Aye.
Joe Steele.
Aye.
Sharon
Steele.
Aye. All right, gentlemen, we thank you for coming and spending time with us to answer our questions, and Mr. Williams will be in touch with you so you all get started on this project.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's
7-1.
Okay. That was one of the reasons that I was like, okay.
All right, next item, reports, fire department. Mr. Jackson, do you have anything for us tonight?
No, we'll have to wait until next council meeting because it's not the end of August yet. So
okay.
We're still running calls back. She's got back off of one. So,
okay.
Anything y'all need from us, just let us know. At least give us ample enough time before we can plan for things and not a 2-day or a day notice.
Absolutely.
I will. If I have anything, I will let you know.
And another thing I'd like to ask is, I know it wasn't anybody on the council. Who's the emergency service coordinator for Town Fulton right now?
Good question.
I'd imagine the town manager.
That and the fire department.
Yep.
Yeah.
And nobody else has any authority or jurisdiction to get another agency to come into the town. Unless we request it.
Correct.
As,
I would imagine.
As a
yes.
mutual aid type thing.
Right.
Yes.
And I would assume that has to do with emergency situations.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything that goes on in this town, we handle. Not another county agency, we handle. And we do need the ample enough amount of time to be able to plan for events and things like that, which you all do give us that. Some things that have occurred over the weekend has really checked me. And pretty much a couple of other members on the department. It was like a slap to our face. When you bring unqualified, untrained personnel from another department down here, and they bring a truck down here that does not function, they don't have the equipment or the trained personnel. That checked me pretty bad. It was just like slapping me and spitting in my face. I appreciate it. I hope it gets back to whoever that was that done it because they don't have the authority to call another department in here because we are the emergency management system for this town. We do everything that you all ask us to do, and we try to do and what's asked of us on top of running all the calls that we run. We're running 40, 50, 60 calls a month. We're busy. And, you know, we like that. That's why we're here. Just let y'all know we're here and we'll keep up the good work and we'll see y'all next council meeting.
All right, any questions?
You guys planning for the spooktacular?
Yes.
Make sure that's...
We're planning on it now.
Yeah.
As soon as the duck race is over on Sunday, 4 o'clock, that's the next thing we start on. We should have a flyer out, hopefully by the second weekend in September, because we do have regional school coming up, September 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Because I believe the 10th is on a Sunday, so it should finish up. The regional school part should finish up on 10th, except for some classes that will extend on and further into September. I'll be taking 3 classes in the regional school. But to be able to teach. And then I'll be turning right back around and start another class in October. So, you know, my schedule's pretty busy. Clue's schedule's pretty busy. Me and him have been taking care of some things. Both of us have illnesses in the family. So, you know, anything we can do, you know, reach out to us and get over me and quit.
Now, Logan, your people that's sick, who is it?
Well, it's my father.
Your father-in-law that's sick.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I spent all last week pretty much over hosting battle team, and hopefully he'll be come home either tomorrow or in the next few days. So, and Cliff, he's still got a brother-in-law that's in Bristol, so it's just one of them things. It's a wait and see with him. So,
one more date: November the 25th is the Home for Holidays event, the Christmas event that we did last year. It's gonna be on November 25th.
We're doing it the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
The week before the Christmas parade.
What is it? Okay. All right, November 25th. I will let Cliff know, and we will. What all do you need us to do? Besides make popcorn.
Right. That I know for
that,
sure.
That week, I'm sick of popcorn.
we've just now started kind of reaching out to the vendors from last year, but after Labor Day and all that, we'll get together and have a planning meeting, and we'll let you know what all.
Just keep us updated.
All right.
We'll do what we can.
Okay.
Thank you all.
All right. Thank you.
Sir.
Thank you all.
Okay. There's no one here from the police department. I did get a message. They had to respond to an emergency call right about the time that...
Ryan's sick, too.
Yeah, Ryan's sick, and he was sending somebody, but they had to respond to an emergency call. So they are not here. Well...
Take that back.
There he is.
Yeah. Called their name, and they showed up.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that, from the police department standpoint, that we need to know about council-wise?
I don't believe so.
Okay. All right.
I have something, Sheriff.
Yes.
on that $212,000 grant that they received or got awarded, mm-hmm. We're still in the process of trying to get an early payout.
Right.
And Ryan's been working diligently on getting all the paperwork and everything for that, but every time we send something out, they send another tasker. And I know we're getting some calls from some creditors that we've already used, anticipating that we would have got the disbursement already. But I think we're getting close to it, but that's what he's been working on.
And no fault to us, correct?
No.
Okay. All right. Water plant, I do not see Mr. Markham here. So we'll move on to town manager report, Mr. Williams.
I have a question on that water.
Okay.
They're bringing up that PFAS anymore. About, you know, have you been hearing about that? PFAS?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it in our water?
Yes.
Is it in our water?
I don't know.
What?
PFAS.
PFOS.
AS.
And I think there's an OS too.
Oh, is it?
I think there's two.
PHOS?
PFOA. It's been on the news.
PFAS. It's stuff they use for waterproofing boots and clothing and that kind of stuff. You know?
PFS water, wastewater, and testing analysis.
This is your drinking water.
The news show they went in. Who was it at that they did all that? In Maine. It was in Maine, and they went out and sampled all these water, the schools, all of their federal buildings and stuff, and all of them were contaminated. And I told Joe when it was on there, I said, well, surely our new updated state-of-the-art were better than that, I hope. So if they could be asked about that. If we test for that, have we tested for it?
I'll find out. It's the first I've heard about it. I don't watch the news. I don't have cable TV.
I sat down here.
So. I look it up.
I've got it pulled up right there.
That could be something. Maybe it comes from a factory or something. You know, we don't have any factories.
Well, they did. It was Bar Harbor and all these. And so they don't have factories up there either. No. Mm-mm. Not where they were testing it. One of them was a university. Like I said, they're federal buildings, different towns all up and down the coast and area of Maine.
Yeah. All right. So if you'll check on that for us, we'll move on to your report. Do you have anything to report?
I got hold of Raphael.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's been very busy, and he was going to bring us by before Friday, but we did not receive anything yet on the plans.
Okay.
I also handed out a list of board members that I've gone back through and pulled from a lot of different paperwork that we've had, and may have cut paste copy over your emails. I know you haven't noticed that, but okay. but right now, that is really where we are. Most of the ones I've taken off is the ones I've known that's already passed and aren't on the board anymore.
Okay. This at least gives us a starting point to reach out to these folks and see if they would.
The only ones I know is current, just the EDA, just because my stuff I'm sharing.
Okay. Did we have our first CPR class? We just have one.
I ended up having to cancel it because of what was going on in the town. We're still having the 9th, and then after the 9th, she's going to give me another date for the stragglers.
Okay, so the 9th is on a Saturday. So.
It is.
Okay.
Also, I spoke with Mr. Carter about the pool.
Mm-hmm.
He said that his plans as of right now is to be here September the 2nd and the 3rd. We talked about the Main Street grant last time. The Virginia Main Street, April 28th was a cutoff for that. There is a DHCD. It's like a Main Street revitalization.
It's a downtown revitalization grant.
That's we got to April, or October 28th.
So we're going to get that, right?
Yeah, I've been on grants today trying to look up with them.
Okay.
On that grant, do we have to have a what we would be doing with this money? Yeah. I know when we did it, or I didn't do it then, but I was in on it. They had a list of things where they did the awnings and we did the bridges and they bought the buildings and tore them down and reclaimed the properties. And different peoples and businesses pledged to do certain things to help offset the our portion of that amount. Do we need to have a list of stuff?
I know there's certain things that we can apply for under DHCD. Like I said, I just started that part of the grant. I'm not 100% sure how to answer your question on that.
If you just let us know at the next meeting in case there is anything that we need to do, because we definitely don't want to miss that deadline.
Yeah, I
want to
get that one for sure. Because I think if there was a project that could be done, this depot building is the center of downtown. And if we could get the money with the promise of having all of this repaired and fixed and redone. And I actually have a architect licensed for the state of Virginia who is going to volunteer her time when I come down and measure and take pictures. To draw something up.
Water fountain's up and going.
Looks good.
The hydrants that we discussed last time.
I was getting ready. Just.
Am I jumping ahead of you?
No, I was waiting.
No,
you're good.
There's a gentleman up at the job corps. He can actually repair it. The innards of those hydrants, if he's going to come down and take a look at it. If that's not an option for him, then we're going to have to purchase 2 hydrants.
Because with Will sitting down there, I'm pretty sure that we have knowledge that we have non-working hydrants, and that if something happened at either of those schools where that's not there.
They actually work, they just leak.
But they're turned off, right?
Yeah.
So.
They'll be working. Yeah.
Because they're not working, it could cause us further headaches.
It could, for sure.
Yeah. So those definitely as soon as that can be worked out to get those fixed and taken care of.
If he's able to work on them and fix them on site, of course that's not going on. We're not going to be moving them just yet. If we do move them, especially the new asphalt up by.
Primary
school. all that's going to be cut up. Not all of it, but the path leading to the side.
Yeah.
So that's another obstacle we have to deal with.
I think if you talk to the school board and the primary school, they may work something out for that purpose of moving it, because they are definitely wanting it moved. So I think a little. So we might need to reach out to the school board to see what they can help, especially when it comes to paving and putting it back.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, they ain't got no money either.
Biggest thing is that replacing that pavement and everything. Or small rocks. Until we can.
The fountain is in?
Yes, it is.
Is it working?
It is.
Yes,
working.
It is.
I haven't been by there to look.
I started to take my socks and shoes off and run through
it. Well, I don't want to say anything. I probably should say anything, but I'm going to say something. Over the weekend, there was a swimmer in the pool.
That happens.
I mean, the fountain. They call the pool.
Yeah.
Yep, it happens.
A little baby. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, my. Somebody brought their baby down and was letting it swim in the pool?
They removed its clothing and let it play in the fountain.
So we need to keep a close eye on the fountain. Back in the day, the biggest thing you had in there was adult streakers. Skinny dipping in it. Was that him?
This baby was too.
I actually know who it was. I wasn't down here that night, but I sure did hear about it.
PSN, Inward Cloud?
Yes.
Everything is up and going. There's just a couple snags that we're working on right now. But we are able to post bills, and also the customers can go on and sign them on, create an account for themselves, and we can log in and see who has paid.
So is it, so like now, if I need to pay my bill, I can download the app and where's that information at? Is it on the town web page, or how do we know where to go?
Worked on a little bit today, little pieces of the map. I'm gonna have it put on the our web page, and also I'll talk with Lisa, and I'm gonna get her. She's gonna do an article on the paper for us.
Okay, that's great.
Could we possibly send informational letters to our customers?
That is one option. Yes, we can do cards postcards, which is a lot cheaper to mail out.
Yeah.
If we can get the information and understandable.
Also, yeah, and there's also printings that I can print on the back of a flap on an envelope.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever envelopes we're using, that'll go out for regular mail time.
I think the postcard is a good option.
I think that would...
Because that worked well the last time we did that.
Not everybody reads the Cofield, I'm sorry, but they just don't. And not everybody gets on the internet. So I think that we would be better served by reaching all of our customers with a mailing of some form.
I can't think of anything else.
Well, I'll have you know you answered all my questions from the last meeting.
You have an answer in mind.
Hold on, Joe. That's Joe. It's Joe.
Do you want me to bring up those accounts? Or you want to?
I was going to. Okay,
Roger. I just... Okay, I think I'm done.
Have you contacted Boyd's Construction about paving the two roads we voted on having paved?
I have not.
I know that the last 2 weeks you've had two bad weeks. I've been witness to it. This is something that we're going to try to do before it gets bad weather?
Yes.
You think Boyd's can do it before November or December?
They can do all the way up until the plant shuts down.
Which is usually the 1st of December.
So if we can get those two, and you and I discussed another road that the town crew is going to work on, I think, after Labor Day.
Yes.
Next question. I know that you, when I asked the last time about the staining of the bridges, the Job Corps had just completed a task for the school board. And I'm wanting to try to get the bridges stained before it gets bad weather. And you know, I started once to reach out, but you know, you said, do you want me to do it? And I said, well, you should do it. I'm asking you again, if you would place a work order in to whomever, whether it's Maynard Spell or the other painter group Tim, out there.
Tim.
I've got his name somewhere. But to get a bridges stained, please.
I will. Last time I talked to Tim, they were doing another project and I've been to school.
Well, and I know that we've used them a whole lot for various and asunder things, which is good, and they're willing to do it. And after talking to Maynard Spell over the weekend when the fishing tournament was going on, I said, you know, Mr. Phillips told me that he couldn't give all Coburn all his love, that he had to kind of spread it out. And Mr. Spell said, we are going to give Coburn all our love. So I would like you to ask or turn in a request to have the bridges stained, if you would, please.
They power washed them last year.
They
right?
did, David Kilgore.
And while they're so good and clean, and I walked on them there the other day when I was down here checking out our dam that we put in. Don't be laughing at me, Jeffrey. If we don't stain those, that's just really not good for the wood. And our bridges will last a whole lot longer if we...
Let's just
give them some love and make sure they are going to withstand.
The one up there in the park by the kind of cross from the caboose, I think it is, a lot of that planking and metal needs to be placed on that also.
See, and that's a different bridge than these down here. So that one up there, I think we could fix with planks. With this down here.
These are so cotton picking expensive.
Yeah.
And I would hate to see them just go to waste by lack of maintenance on our part. And we have the ability to maintain them, and it's going to cost us some stain, but you know the rest of the story without me going into any detail about it.
Yes, sir.
And I would appreciate if you would do that for us. You've already got it. You've got David Carter. I've got him down here, but he's coming to September the 2nd and the 3rd.
Yes.
Okay. That's my questions for the evening.
So he's coming during Labor Day weekend to work.
Yes. jogged my memory too. I sent you and Jeff a text about putting in a work order for a residence. Were you all able to do that?
We went over and checked it. We already had a work order out for it. And we went over and checked it. She had a leak on her side.
And she did. And
she said she's going to get some ice fixed.
Perfect. Thank you. Have we gotten any more park equipment in?
It's just on it.
I don't know what this is, but it says parts. And it's just parts. It's just screws and bolts and stuff.
All right. I'll send another message. I thought that it was supposed to ship the 18th.
It says something like toolkit. Okay. It's just a bunch of bolts and stuff.
All right. I'm going to find out again. I'm getting anxious. All right. So did you go up there today, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay. Her grandson had messaged me, so I just want to let him know. Okay. Any other questions?
I'm checking. I think I'm good.
All right. All right, anything else? All right.
Oh, I did have one.
Okay.
Did we find out who to send the money to out of the Job Corps?
I would assume that's what they'll tell me when I confirm that they can come to the meeting next month.
Okay. Because I know we've passed it for the $500, and we just need to know who to give it to.
Yes.
So we could do that and the resolution at the same time.
Correct.
So we would need that check as soon as you find out.
I'll let Kathy know.
Yeah, so we can have a check written.
All right, anything else? Next, Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Good evening. I've got some of my stuff that I'm going to start. We went and installed a 2-inch water meter up at the car wash. Jimmy already told you I've got the fountain that we got in and running. And we did 86 work orders. That's all I got for tonight. Take any questions for me?
Questions for Mr. Livingston?
Not today.
I know you and your crew have been busy, and we do appreciate everything that you do.
Working on everything for this rally right now, getting everything good.
So I do have a question, just a simple one. So I know we have all these white trash cans out here now. Would it have not been better to use our green ones with the lids? Because we have such a time with the yellow jackets from all the food, especially on this end, that if we had something that had lids on it, that it would contain the yellow jacket problem, possibly, to a degree.
If they do that right there, maybe we got to get, big bags and stuff to put in them too. Because they don't want to just go trash in them and then...
Have to wash them later.
Huh?
And have to wash them later.
Yeah.
Done that all summer. What are you talking about?
We have to do it, you know.
But because, especially out here in the food area, there is always yellow jackets.
The only issue with that is that those green trash cans are to be used for our customers. I know we have some extra, but...
How many extras are over there? Several hundred?
There's a couple.
Quite a lot. it was just something that I thought of that...
I know, but for those large bags, 96-gallon bags, for 24 of them, I think it was like $60-something.
Yeah.
You know the ones at the pool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we was washing ours out. Well, he didn't bring me the box. He only brought me so many of them.
Good man. He's
he was very stingy with them, but I had the kids. We would get the garden hose and spray them out and clean them.
They were more than I anticipated.
I told you this is expensive.
Jeff, I don't mean to interrupt you if you're getting ready to say something, but... Was there a request made some time back about putting up new brass cloth or black material
around there.
Fence down there where the trash can? That just jogged my memory.
Yes.
Well, we have storage on that corner.
It's in the progress.
Okay.
I forgot.
Always progress. You have slow progress sometimes.
There's a lot that goes on.
It does. There is.
All right. Any other questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Next up is the Lane Group. I don't see Mr. Mullins here. He was supposed to be getting us. He, along with the PSA, they were supposed to be working on getting us a more firm price for the sewer. Have you heard anything about that?
I've not.
Okay, maybe reach out to him and see if he has an update for us, please. Any questions for the Lane Group? Next up, Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due, $19,596.02. The interim accounts payables were $47,211.25. August 14th, regular meeting minutes will be distributed with September 11th council packets. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, August the 25th, was $185,945.47. We had $39,427.84 in outstanding checks, less our accounts payable due of $19,596.02, leaving a balance of $126,921.61. Since I prepared those reports, we've had two additional deposits. Friday's was $496.29, and today's was $3,379.12, for a combined total cash availability of $130,797.02. In your reports, you'll have copies of our total cash availability for August current and the cash comparison report as well. We've got two small bank accounts. One of them is, it's called the special events. $290.41 is in that account. Since it's not had any activity on it for several years, the bank was going to turn it over to unclaimed property. But they gave me an option of closing out the account, which I would need your all's permission to do, or we can transfer that money to one of our other accounts, which I don't need permission to do. And then we also have that $713 one for the police department, which is, used to be for Christmas gifts for children. And that one's not had any activity either, so they'll probably in the next little bit want to turn that over too. So
I would like to see, I would like to see just the police department special events just transferred out. What all types of, do they have any certain line items, like accounts set up over at the town for, or is it just their general?
For the police department, yeah. They have the restitution account.
I would say.
Specifically. But yeah. This is something, this one is totally separated from all the other stuff.
Yeah.
They haven't used it in several years.
Right.
I would say, which they have bought some stuff and done some stuff out of the restitution account. So I would say just
can you move it into the restitution?
Move the
police
one.
Yes.
The Christmas one, put that in their restitution account.
Okay.
For the other special events, I know that when we were working on the budget, didn't we add a line item for special events or no? Like the Home for Holidays or something? All of those events.
But what's happened, though, the bank is saying that we don't have any money, that we're not moving money in or out of it,
right.
And it's just sitting there.
So we just need to move that to...
So if we move it to another one of our accounts, it'll automatically close out in 30 days with a zero balance.
Yes, and then we don't have to do anything.
Right.
So...
Okay.
That's what I say.
This is a voting meeting. So I'm going to make a motion that we allow Kathy, the treasurer, to move the special events for the police department of $713.73 over into the police department restitution fund.
Second. We have a motion and a second to move the police department special events money in the amount of $713.73, not thousand, don't get too excited, into restitution. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so you can move that.
And I make a motion to transfer the money, $290.41, from special events over into our, let's move it to the ready access account.
Second. Motion and a second to move the special events money of $290.41 to the ready access account. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
There was one other question Jimmy and I had as far as signers for checks.
Mm-hmm.
Since Devontae isn't in town anymore, sometimes it's a little bit difficult if I'm off.
I can still come now. I'm now in a position where if I need to leave, I can just
Okay.
He can just jump in his car and leave whenever he wants to.
That shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, just send me a text and I'll say I gotta run to town for a few minutes. That's fine.
Okay. That's all I needed.
So since this is a voting meeting, we can go ahead and approve the total accounts payable due and interim accounts payable due, so you don't have to carry that over, correct?
I usually just carry them over from the workshop meeting.
Anyway, so it
said leave it.
Okay, yeah. So just leave it. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, anything else from you?
No.
All right, do we have any questions for her? All right, I was thinking you said that we might would have to go out to the bank to sign for something.
That's what we were thinking to begin with.
But now we're good. Okay, all right.
Yeah, but we have something else we were going to discuss in closed session.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next up is the attorney report, Mr. Sturgill.
Mine will be in closed session.
All right. I don't see any new business and any old business left, so what do we need to go into closed session for? What do we need to go into in closed session under?
Legal.
It's
A1 and A8. Okay, I move to enter into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss performance of Town of Coburn personnel, and 2.2-3711A8 to consult with legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matters.
Second.
Motion and a second to enter into closed session under A1 and A8. Is there any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're in closed session.